Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet him, hit them up on Facebook. Amen. You might even want to go and say, hold up, wait a minute. It's going down. We need to hear the word of the Lord on today. Amen. Hallelujah. First of all, I'm going to go ahead, amen, with my announcements. I want to make sure that you keep these announcements in mind, because it's ministry with you in mind. You know, God is still, he's real. Amen. You know, some may not think just because he have not came yet that he ain't coming. Huh? He's coming. Glory to God. So we got to be ready when he comes. Whenever we see the cloud are coming, glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to make sure that we got our house in order. That means we need to know who we serve, and we need to know, amen, glory to God, about the word of God. And we need to live it out each and every day here on this earth. I pray we all be ready when he comes. Glory to God. Amen. I want to make sure you tune in on every Saturday. If you missed yesterday, you missed a treat. My God, my God. Elder Bertha Askew, Faith Come By Hearing, was on yesterday. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. All I can say is awesome. And if you missed the treat, you can go back and hear it on demand. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, I'm going to give you the number to that show. Amen. I told you I'd have it, and I got it. Glory to God. It's 1-213-943-3394. Again, 1-213-943-3394. So you need to go and make sure you tune in every Saturday and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is laying on Elder's heart. She prayed. She preached an awesome message on yesterday. She had the fire of God on that line. Good God Almighty. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on Blog Talk. And make sure you tell a friend to go on and hear it also. Because, you know, we want to see people saved, you know, and brought out of the darkness into his marvelous light. So guess what? We got to make them aware of all the tools that God is using in these last and evil days, and the word of God that's coming forth to help them to get the deliverance that they need. Glory to God. And if we move on down, amen, on Sunday, I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first hour of power. We're called the hour of power. I am the first hour of power. And the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the number for that show is 1-323-870-3880. And I want you to make sure you tune in every Sunday and hear what the Lord is saying and what God is doing, because he's doing some miraculous things. Amen. And you don't want to miss the move of God. I'm so excited. Woo! Good God Almighty. That's where you should be. You should be excited. And it's something how we can get excited. You know, oh, I found these shoes on sale, girl. Oh, my God. They weren't much. They were $4.99. They had them marked down. Oh, I got a good buy. But can you get excited about the word of God that's coming forth? Amen. To bring deliverance to your life. Can you get excited about a man named Jesus when you hear about him? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. How he can deliver you and bring you out. How he died on the cross. Can we get excited now about those things? Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And the next hour of power will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. Well, I'll give you a 30-minute break here, and then after that, she'll come on next. And the number for her show is 1-347-945-5049. 1. And I want to make sure you go ahead and call your neighbor, call a friend, and tell them to tune in, because it's going down. You're going to hear the word of the Lord on today, nothing but the word of the Lord. And then you move on down on Tuesday night. We have our Power Impact team, husband and wife, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on Tuesday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let me just help you out with that. You know, you always say you don't have nobody to train you, nobody to teach you, nobody to help you. Well, I'm going to tell you what you can do. You can go and you can inbox them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. Their life coach, their mentors, their marriage counselors, their spiritual leaders, they will pray with you. They will do whatever it is you may need. It's in the house according to the word of God. So I encourage you to go on, amen, on Facebook and inbox them and let them know what you may need, and they'll get back with you and tell you what to do and how to do. And I want to also encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering, you will receive many, many perks. And we're only asking $25 or more, and that's not a whole lot. You know, when you go out to eat, you eat more than $25. Sometimes I say, Lord, what did I eat? What did I get? And when you go in a store, you spend sometimes more than $25. Well, what did I buy? Look at your receipt, it'll tell you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I don't want you to miss it, miss the times. Hallelujah. They come on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And the number for that show is also 1-213-943-3394. So I don't want you to miss it. These are awesome shows with you, with ministry, with you in mind. God is moving all across the nation. Glory to God, each and every day, all the way from Monday, all the way down to Sunday, and it starts back over again. You can't never have too much of Jesus. You know, you know, some this song says, I need just a little more Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I need a lot more Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you want a lot more Jesus? Because you want to know all the things, amen, of how what he did and how he did and when he walked the earth, and you want to just keep going and ever yet learning and ever yet getting revelation. Oh, my God. Revelation is something when you get it, you ain't got to worry about nobody taking it away from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, they may come, they may repo cars. Amen. Glory to God. We praying to God that that ain't happening now. Okay. Glory to God. They can take a lot. They can put you out if you ain't paying your rent. If you're in an apartment complex, they can do all those kind of things. Glory to God. But when you get revelation of the word of God, they cannot take it away from you. They can't steal it. Hallelujah. You let nothing steal your praise. Glory to God. You got to still have a praise on the inside. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you this time to press the 1 if you desire prayer. And I'll bring you in and pray for you. Glory to God. Nobody has pressed the 1. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to open us up in prayer on today. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your strength, oh God. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, that all those that need a healing on this line, God, and under the sound of my voice, Lord God, or whether it's on web, Lord, or whether it's on this line, oh, Father, I ask you to send the healing to them, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, Lord God, that their healing shall take place in an instant, Lord, because you said in your word, Lord God, you're doing things in an instant, oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, for everyone, Lord God, oh, my God, hallelujah, that don't know your God, those that are lost, God, we pray, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you send the word, Lord God, to them, Lord, to set them back on straight street, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, huh? Everyone that strayed away, oh God, Lord, just say you're married to the backslider. So God, send the word, Lord, all across the nation, Lord God, to turn around and come back to Jesus. Glory to God, one who died on Calvary, Lord God. They hung him high and stretched him wide, oh Lord God. Oh my God, he bought us back with a price, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, God, Oh, my God, for your goodness and your mercy, as it shall endure forever. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, God, for this day, Lord God, that you have made, oh, Lord God, as we're rejoicing and being glad that we're in it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against every spirit, Lord God, that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. Every contrary wind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come against it. We say, wind, cease right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to the wind and the waves. We say, peace, be still right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You shall turn and toil no more. You shall sleep in the midnight hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Lord, all the worries, all the things that they're worried about, Lord, you said, cast them upon you, for you're the one that cares for their very soul right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn your people back around so they can seek you, Lord God, not your hand, Lord, but seek your face, God, and your understanding of the word of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the children, Lord God, who are out of school, Lord. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they make good choices, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that the parents help them to make the good choices, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, God. We give you glory, Lord God. We honor your holy name on high, because we know if it had not been for you, Lord God, we wouldn't be here today to spread the gospel to the nation in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that man's hands will change, but your hand never changed in the name of Jesus, oh God. Because we know we can grab hold, Lord God, Hold, my God, to your hand, Lord God, and hold it tight for whatever, Lord God, the need may be. We know, Lord, you won't move, Lord God. We know that you never get tired of us, Lord. Although man will get tired, we know that you won't get tired, Lord. So, God, we seek you, Lord God, all that we do, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, there's none righteous, but the Lord our God. There's none other, Oh, my God, there's so righteous but the Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we seek after your righteousness, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, crucify all the flesh, God, so we can hear the word of the Lord as it go forth to bring changes, to bring deliverance, Lord God, to those that need deliverance. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, oh, my God, that are bound down with burdens on today, Lord, let the word of God pick them up and set them on out, because we serve such an awesome God. In the name of Jesus, there's none like you, Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, don't you know, hallelujah, he is in control. You know, whenever we say that, sometimes we just say it just because it sounds good, don't we? Glory to God. But you got to mean it from down in your soul. Glory to God. God is good, and he's good all the time. You know, even though you go through trials, we go through troubles, we go through tribulations, we still say God is good, and there's nothing like it. Glory to God. Nothing. I mean, JoJo, amen, Slewfoot, glory to God. I mean, Maymay, glory to God. None of that. Glory to God. There's no man, no woman, no nothing can take the place. Amen, glory to God. Ain't no man, no woman, nowhere can take his place. Glory to God. Because he is good all the time. You know, sometimes when you get to going through troubles and trials, you kind of back up a little bit. You know, you done already said, well, you know what, he's good. And then the next thing you know, you're speaking a negative out of your mouth saying, oh, my Lord, what am I going to do? You know, you know, doubt and unbelief don't work together, glory to God. They'll work against each other, hallelujah. Faith and doubt works against each other, glory to God. But if you just said he's good, then that's where you need to stay, right in that lane, glory to God. Don't faith in one day and then doubt him on the next. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, we got to learn how to control our thinking. Hallelujah. Whenever things start going bad and things, we start getting upset and things start going bad, then you know what? Amen. We done spoke faith over here. Then all of a sudden, well, you know, I don't know, Lord. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Nah. Faith and doubt can't work together. That's when you got to understand and control your thinking. Don't get all upset. Just hold up. Wait a minute. So hold up. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, if God said he's good all the time, then that's where I'm going to stay right there. Everything that's going on over there, I'm going to leave it over there. Hallelujah. On the left, on the left. Glory to God. But I'm going to keep walking in his faith. Glory to God. You know, you have to keep speaking to yourself. You have to speak faith and not doubt and unbelief. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on with the word of God on today. I'm going to be coming from Acts 27. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Acts 27. The title of this message is Favor in the Midst of a Storm. You know, sometimes we don't think he hear us. You know, we don't think he feel us. You know, we don't think, amen, he's there just because he ain't saying nothing. Well, don't you know he's still moving on your behalf? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, you know, amen, once you release it and you release it to him, he already done assigned his angels to it, and they're gone out. Glory to God. Just like the wind blowing. Whoop. They're gone out, hallelujah, to take care of it, glory to God, hallelujah. But you got to make sure you're living right, you're doing right. Yes, he hears the prayers, amen, of those that's not righteous. Yes, he do, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. But like I always say, wouldn't you rather be, amen, in a boat with him than be in the boat without him, saying maybe he going to answer it? No, if you're living right and doing what you're supposed to do, know that he is going to answer everything that's going on the inside of you and on the outside in the world, on the job, wherever it may be, in the church. Glory to God. It doesn't matter where it's at. He still got it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And right here, we're going to be talking about Paul. And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. Okay, right here, hallelujah, we're talking about Paul. You know, Paul, they had in prison Paul. You know, Paul was in prison. Yeah, he had been in prison a lot. Glory to God. And they had delivered Paul because Paul was talking about Jesus, you know, and he's trying to help people and to understand the word of God. Ain't it something, glory to God, how you try to help people understand the word of God, you know, and you get all uptight just because they won't receive. Now, what your job is, he said, one plant, one water, and I'll bring the increase, says the Lord thy God. So let him bring the increase. What you need to do is stay in faith and believe that the word that you gave them, glory to God, that they're going to receive it. And if they walked away and didn't receive it, then guess what? They're going to hear that same word to come back, hallelujah, because he's going to bring it back to their remembrance, that same word that you gave them. Hallelujah, glory to God. So don't worry about it. Once you get it, go on, move on, hallelujah. Let's go on down. And in entering into the ship of Martyrum, we launched meanings to sail by the coast of Asia. And Azotarus, a Macedonian of Thessalonians, being with us, charged it to my head because God's still working on my heart. And the next day, we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go into his friends to refresh himself. You see, Paul was still in prison, but look right here. God still gave him favor because look who he put there. He put Julius right there with him, glory to God. Now, don't you know, Dave, Julius was listening. He had to be listening at Paul. And don't you know, he heard what Paul was preaching about, glory to God, and he was telling them about Jesus. Don't you know, amen, glory to God. And so that's why he put him in control right there with Paul. Because even though Paul was in prison, he still had favor because look what's going to happen here. Let's move on. And when we had launched from thence, we sailed on the Cyprus, because the winds were contrary. In other words, he was saying, there go the contrary winds. Glory to God. The winds were blowing, hallelujah, and they were tossed to and fro. My God, don't you see, hallelujah? But guess what? It don't matter, hallelujah. Even in the contrary winds, you still have favor. Even though you have things going on the outside, on the left, on the right, you know, it's like, people may be acting up, you know, family may be acting up and all, you still got favor. You know, sometimes we can get so worked up over all that mess instead of saying, Lord, I'm putting it in your hands. Lord, it's yours. Give it to him and leave it. Hallelujah. And let me help you out with this. Don't go tell Susie Lee. Don't go tell Bruce Lee. Don't go tell Connie Lee, glory to God, and don't go tell Day Day, and don't go tell Tuesday, because guess what? You done spread it all to five people. Put it in his hand and leave it, glory to God. Now, if you need somebody to pray, there's somebody that you can get, I'm sure, that can help you to get a prayer through. You go ahead and give it to them, release it to them, and tell them what you need. Hallelujah. It's okay. You know, some people say, well, you know what? I can't trust nobody. There are some people that you can trust, glory to God, to help you to get a prayer through, and they won't spread it. My God. Come on now, glory to God, because if he said one to put 1,000, two to put 10,000, so come on. So there got to be, amen, somebody that you can trust to pray, to help you to pray that situation through. Hallelujah. And that's just the way it is. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Let's move right here. Hold up for a minute. Let's move right back to number 3. I want to, glory to God, give you a little bit more there. I'm sorry, I got a little ahead of myself. But right here, understand, look, now, he was a soldier, right? And so, and he was helping Paul. Now, he allowed Paul to go and Paul to go into his friends and refresh himself. Now, do you think, amen, people always allow that? No. See, he allowed Paul because he had to be listening to Paul, and that's why he allowed Paul to go into his friends and refresh himself. Now, he said, how can two walk together except they agree? Now, understand, these people knew, they had to know something about what Paul was talking about, because they ain't going to allow no stranger to come in there. Okay, we're going to give him what he needs. We're going to give him what he needs to eat. Let's take care of this man of God. Come on, glory to God. They had to know something about what Paul was speaking when he was talking about a man named Jesus. Good God Almighty. That's why they allowed him to come into their sanctuary, glory to God, hallelujah, and take care of him and refresh himself and give him water and give him food and give him clothes and give him what he needed, glory to God, even though he was in prison with this man, hallelujah. Julius allowed him to do that. Come on, that don't happen, you know, hallelujah. So even in the midst of all that, he still had favor, hallelujah. Let's move on down to 5. And when he had sailed over the sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Mara, a city of Lycia. And there the centurions found a ship of Alexandria sailing into Italy, and he put us therein. See, they found another ship. See, they was on a little old bitty boat. You just said they were on a little bitty tugboat. So they wanted a bigger boat because, see, them winds were contrary. Don't you know that little old tugboat, the winds were so contrary, it was knocking them to and fro and back and forth. So, hey, they know we better get us a bigger ship because this is just not going to work. Hallelujah. And so that's what they did. They went and they put all of them on this other ship. Glory to God. And when we had sailed slowly many days and scarce, where come over against Cineas, the winds not suffering us, we sailed on the Crete over against Salamore, and hardly passing it, came unto us a place which is called the Fair Havens, high whereunto was the city of Lacia. Okay, y'all work with me on these words. Work with me. Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them. Okay, here's what he was telling them. He was saying, you know, he was telling them, he said, hold up. He was going to tell them, glory to God, he was going to tell them something. But he wanted them to hear what he had to say. He said, now, y'all need to listen. I'm not trying to tell you now. Let's move down to 10 and I'll explain. And said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the laden and ship, but also of our lives. So see what Paul was telling them, hold up. He said, I see this is going to be awful. He said, y'all don't need to go that way. Ain't it something, amen, whenever God sends somebody to you, amen, glory to God, and then you don't want to listen at the man of God, the woman of God, and they preach the word of God, and the prayer warriors and none of that, glory to God. You don't want to hear what they're saying. Well, you don't need to go that way. This is what you need to do. Well, let me tell you, this is what I did. You know, you always get people, he said, we're overcome by our testimony. What we do is we try to testimony so we can tell these other people, listen, you don't need to go that way, but let me help you out, friends. Amen, friends. Glory to God. And people listening on the line, everybody ain't gonna hear you. It don't matter if they don't hear you. Then guess what you got to do? Suck it up and move on. Glory to God. That's what you got to do. You want to sometimes say, okay, hold up, let me shake you a little bit and pour it in your head, because you ain't hearing what I'm saying. This is what happened when I did this. This is what happened when I did that. Don't think that the same thing can't happen to you, because yes, it can. But you know what? People are telling you these stories because guess what? They want you to know, hallelujah, what happened to them in that process. So you won't have to go through that. Ain't it something how you try to pour out your life, you know, to others? And you know what? They don't want to hear it. They don't want to listen. You tell them day by day by day, but still they just won't get it. Well, you know, he do us the same way. Glory to God. He'll tell us day by day by day, but sometimes we just won't hear what he's saying. You know, when he sends his leaders, he sends his ministers, he sends his prophets, apostles, he sent all these people to come and tell you, you know, you don't need to do that. You know, that's not good for you to go that way. You need to go another way, you know. Pray about it and ask the Lord, you know, what he wants you to do and how he wants you to do it. You know, when he tell you that every delay is not a denial, that's just to keep you, amen, glory to God, from getting into something that you know you can't get yourself out of. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, you know, trouble is easy to get into, but it's hell to get out of. Glory to God. Nevertheless, let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move right on with the story. Ain't God good? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. See, you better know, amen, know who's driving your ship. Hallelujah. Who's driving your ship? Is Jesus driving your ship or the devil driving your ship? You better know who you're listening to. Make sure you're hearing what they're saying. Make sure you're hearing what they're releasing. When these shows come on, it's not ministry with us in mind. Glory to God. You're in the book right here. Now, if you read your Bible, let me help you out, your Bible daily, you will know that whatever we preach, it comes from the Word of God. He gives different meanings because if everybody had the same meaning, glory to God, then you might miss some points. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You will miss some stuff that you need. Glory to God. You don't want to miss nothing. Hallelujah. But they weren't hearing what Paul was saying. They just going to listen to the centurions and the master of the ship. That means the man that was driving, the owner of the ship. That's who they were listening to. Who are you listening to? Are you going to listen to the world system or are you going to listen to the God system? Glory to God. Now, which one you think going to get you in trouble? The world system or God system? I would say, hallelujah, it's the world system. But, you know, so many times, you know, you get it confused. Everything in the world is not bad. But you know those things that are contrary to God's word. Amen. Glory to God. That you shouldn't do and you should not do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know it's wrong. You know it's wrong to go and lay up with baby Mim. You know it's wrong. Glory to God. You know it. Hallelujah. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. You know it's wrong to go lay up with baby Nim. You know it's wrong, amen, glory to God, to look at Susie Bell, hallelujah, with everything out in the short skirts and oh, good God Almighty. You know it's wrong to lust after Susie Bell. You know it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you, if you did, repent and turn around and flee from it. That's what you got to do. Glory to God. Don't get into it, but flee from it. Hallelujah. So they didn't believe what Paul was saying. Hallelujah. When you're sent a word by the man and woman of God, understand, glory to God. They didn't have to give you this word because guess what? They ain't getting paid for that word they're giving you, but they love you and they're trying to help you to get further in the ministry, or they're trying to save your life, glory to God, and stop you from going down a hill of destruction. Hallelujah. See, Paul was trying to help him out, even though he was in prison. He was trying to help him out. Glory to God. You got to know that you know that you know who's driving your ship. You going to let the devil drive? Oh, look out now. Glory to God. Are you going to let Jesus drive? Who you going to let drive? Hallelujah. My God, let's move on to 12. And because the haven was not commodious to winter, in the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might obtain to Phoenice and there to winter, which is an haven of Crete, and lieth toward the southwest and northwest. Let's move on down. Glory to God. Let's move on down. Hallelujah. And when the south winds blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, losing thence, they sailed close to Crete. Let's move down just a little bit. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called, amen, glory to God, Euroclydon. Now, you know, that's kind of like a cyclone wind. Hallelujah. Said it was like a cyclone wind. So you know how cyclonic wind, it blows only in autumn and in winter. So you know they just blowing, it was just blowing, it was blowing. Hallelujah. See, they thought it was the wind, amen, that they needed to sail their ship. So guess what they do? Glory to God. Hallelujah. They gonna say, oh, this is the wind that we needed. So they thought they was in good hands, amen. You know, this wind was gonna blow them on into the place and get them there a little quicker than they, you know, they wanted to go a little quick, glory to God. But it wasn't that type of wind. You already see they said it was a contrary wind, hallelujah. And it didn't get better, hallelujah. When it blew them right into this cyclonic wind, glory to God. Let's move on. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. So in other words, see, they had hoisted their sails and everything. They thought they was in good hand with Allstate. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. They going to hoist their sails. Oh, yeah, there's some good wind right here. Amen. It's going to carry us over. Have you ever been in a place, you say, you know what? I'm going to listen to what the world system said. They sound like they telling the truth. But what did he say about it? Did you read the word and see what the Lord had to say about it? Glory to God. Because sometimes what the world is saying, amen, glory to God, it ain't what he said. It ain't what he wants you to do. It don't matter what the world system's saying. Glory to God. What do he want you to do? You know, so many times we always give in, amen, and just do and pray about nothing. You're thinking, well, you know what? I ain't got time to pray about this situation. I got to go on. I got to do this quick. But, you know, you can get in a mess. Just like they did when Paul was telling them, don't do it. This is going to be bad for us. It's going to be bad for everything on this ship and everything. Glory to God. We may lose everything on the ship. You're going to lose your life too, Paul was telling them. But they didn't want to hear it. Glory to God. But he was telling them the truth. So they're going to hoist their sails and they're going to go and let the wind carry them. But the wind got so bad that they had to let the sails down. My God. So listen, let your sail down. Hallelujah. Pray before you act. That's what it means. Let your sail down and pick up Jesus' sail. Learn how to pray the situation through. You know, some come on this line Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You say, I want more of him. I want more of him. Well, go. Look, he's there for the taking. Glory to God. That's one thing about it. You ain't got to fill out no application. Glory to God. You ain't got to sit and wait, hallelujah, till they test you. You ain't got to go, glory to God, and let them thumbprint you. You ain't got to do none of that. He's there for the taking. If you say you want more, then go after more. Glory to God. That's what you got to do. But so many times I think now, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I'm getting older. Yeah, that's the more reason that you need more of him now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because age ain't none but a number. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about ages in the word of God. Now, age, not men and women and marrying, you know, person this age and that age. We ain't talking about that. Glory to God. We're talking about in Christ. Amen. Searching the word of Christ. Glory to God. Looking to get more of Jesus. Glory to God. To be encouraged and to know who he really is. That's what we're talking about. Let's move on. And running on a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat. Let's move on down, hallelujah. Which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship and fearing lest that they should fall into the quicksand, straight sail, and so were driven. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, see, they was afraid what was getting ready to happen. Okay, now you get afraid of what's getting ready to happen. You know, Paul was telling y'all and all y'all, now you're afraid of what's going to happen. See, you got yourself in a mess, so now you're afraid. See, Paul had faith on him. He knew what was going to happen. He was good. He was good to go. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day by lightening the ship. See, after they got tossed to and fro, glory to God, by the wind and the waves. You know, sometimes you get tossed to and fro by the wind and the waves, but you got to learn how to still stand. Hallelujah. You know, Paul could have prayed, peace be still, cease wind, and all that good stuff. You know, they had him on there. He could have did all that, you know, but he tried to tell them what was going to get ready to what was going to happen, but they didn't hear him. Okay, whenever someone come by, amen, and they try the pastor, the preacher, the prophet, the teacher, whoever it may be, that can give you a word to help you, listen, glory to God. Don't get tossed to and fro by all this different stuff coming around. Don't get tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine that comes up. You know, they said this, and you know, they said that. Read your word and know it for yourself, so you won't get tossed, glory to God, hallelujah, and listen to what's coming out of their mouth. Have a listening ear, glory to God. Clean your ear gates out so you can hear what God is saying in these last and evil days. Don't get caught up, you know. So many times you say, well, you know what, they're just my friend, yeah, that's okay, that we're just friends. But what kind of friend are they? Are they good, godly friends? My Bible said, how can two walk together except they agree? If you don't, if they ain't agreeing with the way you walking and you're going over to the right side and they going over to the left, you ain't walking together, glory to God, hallelujah. You two are not walking together. If you believe the word of God and they don't believe, you ain't walking together, glory to God. That's discord, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on. Ain't it good, glory to God, hallelujah. It's okay, just sit back in your seat and get ready for the next ride. We going to keep on going, amen. At verse 19, and the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. So they were getting ready to throw stuff off, glory to God. Uh-huh, they were throwing stuff out then. Oh, my God, don't you know they got afraid whenever the winds and the waves started to, amen, glory to God, to shift the ship. Then it was time for them to do what they thought, wanting to throw stuff out then. Uh-huh, glory to God. Now, if you had, they had all been careful and listening what the man of God was saying to them, they wouldn't have got in this boat, amen, with this mess. Glory to God. If you're listening to what the preaching that's coming forth and what the men and women of God try to tell you, then you won't have to worry about it, glory to God. Now, you won't get in a ship, glory to God, they got a lot of mess in it. You won't get in a ship, glory to God, with all them contrary winds start to blow around you, hallelujah. You will have your sail lifted up on high, glory to God, seeking the Lord thy God, glory to God, and listening to what they're saying so it can help you to go on through, glory to God, hallelujah. You won't get in a mess, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, my God. Let's move on, hallelujah. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. See, they had not gave up. They said, after all this, we don't see nothing. We don't even see no land, no nothing. We don't see nothing. My God, my God. You see, well, you know what, Lord, I tell you, Lord, here's what we do. Say, if I hadn't went that way, Lord, oh, my God, Lord, oh, my God, Lord, I'm just going to give up, Lord. I just can't do it no more. I can't do it no more. Hallelujah. Don't get weary and well doing. Hallelujah. For in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. So don't start fainting on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tie your own shoe sometimes. That means you got to go ahead, amen, and learn how to listen and learn how to pray. You know, I always say I'm a good note taker. Amen. I can just about tell you everything that you preached about. Glory to God. I can read it all back to you. I date it. Amen. I walk it down. Glory to God. I make sure I got it, because if I didn't need it then, one day I'm going to need it so I can go back and I can grab it. Hallelujah. And I'm one that I'll go back and I'll read, you know, glory to God, things that have been told to me and, you know, and prophecies and different words that I've been given. Hallelujah. And that's what you got to do. Always say, hold up, wait a minute, go get my pee. And while they're talking, just keep on talking. I'm steady dictating. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what you got to do. See? If they had listened, hallelujah, they wouldn't be on give up street. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he had already told them what was getting ready to happen. Let's move on. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. He said, okay, you wouldn't have had to lose nothing if you had listened what I was telling you. You wouldn't, if you had listened, if you had listened when the man and woman of God said, listen, don't go over there to the left because this is all that's going to happen over here. There's destruction, there's contrary winds, and don't go over there to the left. Listen, this is what you do. You pray about it, glory to God. Or let me tell you what I did. When you're hearing testimonies, hallelujah, if you had listened, glory to God, you would be ahead right now. If you listen to your man and woman of God, if you listen to those who come forth and bring the message, glory to God, hallelujah, from the word of God, hallelujah, you wouldn't be in that mess. My God, my God. If you listen when they say, okay, you need to stop buying for a certain time, glory to God. Just don't buy nothing unless it's absolutely necessary. Well, they can't tell me how to spend my money. No, it ain't that they trying to tell you how to spend their money, your money. They trying to help you because guess what? Hard times are coming. And, you know, he can bless, amen, glory to God, anything he want to bless. He can do it because he's Jesus, glory to God. It don't matter. Hallelujah. But here's the thing about it. You know, times will come when you're going to need a car repair. Glory to God. But did you save any money for it? No. Times will come, hallelujah. You're going to need, okay, I need a roof on my house. Did I save any? Well, he can bless what you done saved. He can give you even the more. Glory to God. But you have to work towards certain things. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. And see, he was telling them you wouldn't be without nothing if you had listened. But you didn't listen when I was trying to tell you. Let's move on. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you of this ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. So what he was saying right here, the angel of the Lord, Paul was saying, the angel appeared to me and showed me, we ain't gonna lose our life. He said, Paul, you got to go sail and stand before Caesar. But guess what? He already knew God got him. Hallelujah. That's the thing. You got to know God got you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you think that people come trying to run your life, trying to tear it up, trying to just get you to give you money in places that, you know, you don't want to give. Well, let me help you out. They don't need your money. They serve the one that got all of it. And every cow that got a tail, glory to God, it said all the beef, hallelujah, on the 1,000 hill, amen, and some of it belonged to us, glory to God. So they don't need your money, hallelujah, they really don't, glory to God. But if you don't give nothing to him, you can't expect nothing. You know, it's a sowing and reaping time, hallelujah. You got to sow, hallelujah, and then you reap, glory to God. But you got to keep sowing and keep sowing. You know, sometimes you see how the wind and the waves get the rocking here. Let's go here, and we'll talk about the contrary wind. Sometimes them contrary winds get to blowing, and things get to happening, and then you draw back what you do have. Well, if you know you ain't got enough in your hand, hallelujah, to meet your need, it's your seed, glory to God. You go ahead and say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to give this, and I'm going to believe you. And I can guarantee you, you stand on that word of God and don't move off it. Even though it's going to come to try to get you in your mind, you know, Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, he said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So here's what you got to do. You got to hold on with all you get when that word comes out. Hold up, wait a minute. He said, if I give, it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall me and give into my bosom. Glory to God, hallelujah. And understand, hallelujah, he's not going to go back on his word. If he said it in his word, then he's going to give it to you, hallelujah. Although it may not come like you want it, but guess what? It's going to always be right on time. And if they had listened to what Paul was telling them, they wouldn't have got in that mess. Then when the angel of the Lord appeared to Paul, just like your angel, maybe somebody, amen, glory to God, around you that come and tell you what thus says the Lord. And you need to hear what they are saying. They're not trying to get your money, glory to God, hallelujah. although you should give an offering. My God, too much is given, much is required. When you come on and hear these shows every Sunday after Sunday, and you hear them on Tuesday, you hear them on Saturday, glory to God, hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord coming to you. It's not that we're trying to get your money, glory to God. We're trying to help you, glory to God. Then whenever need come up, you say, Lord, I stand on that seed that I have planted, glory to God. Now, Lord God, I can reap, hallelujah, what I have sown, good God Almighty, glory to God. That's where it comes in at, hallelujah, my God. Ain't God good? Because, see, Paul knew who he served, and he told him the angel of the Lord came to him and told him, ain't no life going to be lost, hallelujah. Now, just think about it, hallelujah. They had the anointed one on the ship with them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I don't know if what happened. I don't know if he prayed, but I'm assuming, hallelujah. I'm going to say Paul was praying, Lord, okay, now, you know I'm here on this ship. We're going to paraphrase it. You know I'm here on this ship too now, you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, and he said, don't worry about it. I got it. Ain't this what you want to hear? Don't you want to hear that? Don't worry about it. I got it. It don't matter about your contrary winds. It don't matter which way they're blowing. They can blow hard if they want to. Glory to God. The cyclone wind can come and blow. Good God Almighty, like it did in the Bible here. Glory to God. But don't you know, he said, I got you. You ain't got to worry about it. Glory to God. You got to know whom you serve also. You got to know. You can't serve man and mammoth. Glory to God. You can't. You got to know who you serve and know where you're going to spend eternity. Hallelujah. And Paul was praying, saying, you know, I'm here on this ship too. Now, come on, this is just me, amen, paraphrasing, saying this is what he said. I'm here on this ship, Lord. Now, you know, Lord God, I'm your servant too now. I've been doing what I need to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't that something? Hallelujah. And he said, you ain't got to worry about it. God said, I got you. Now, the soul going to be lost on this ship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. And I'm going to move to 25, and it says, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me. How about we must be cast upon a certain island? I'm going to stop right there. He was saying, you ain't got to worry about it. He said, God said, I got it. I got it. So when your winds start to blow, you know, make sure you done did what you need to do. You done prayed up, you wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, and you done heard the word of God. And let me help you out. Amen. I'm hearing this in my spirit. Hey, man, stop talking about the men and women of God. You're cursing yourself. You're cutting off your blessings. If you don't believe, yes, amen, this is live radio. Yes, it is. If you don't believe, here's what you got to do. Just don't say nothing. It don't matter. If you don't believe, then just don't say nothing. And if you, I'm just going to say it. If you don't want to give, then, you know, just don't give it. Because if you're giving it, amen, grudgingly, it ain't going to grow. But, yeah, they're going to take it. Glory to God. You send it in, yeah, take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, if you want your seed blessed, glory to God, then you give, amen, with a cheerful heart. Because he said in the Bible, thank you, Lord, you love a cheerful giver. Glory to God. My God, my God. So you got to understand, hallelujah, regardless of the wind and the waves as it start to blow, glory to God. Don't stop your giving because it's only a test. Things only happen for a season. You know, they happen, but pretty soon it's going to cease. You keep praying and keep doing all you know how to do. It's the Lord. Ain't nothing else I can do. You know, you can sit, you can worry. And, you know, a lot of times when you tell other people, let me help you out, they'll help you to worry. Well, what you going to do? What I'm going to do? I'm going to believe God, baby. That's what I'm going to do. Glory to God. What else can I do? Hallelujah. Yeah, you can go and borrow. You can go and do this and you can do that. But what else you going to do? Believe God. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep on preaching. I'm going to keep on doing what I need to do. And I'm going to keep believing God. I'm going to stand on his word. Because guess what? His word, amen, he says, shall not return unto him void. Glory to God. When you got a group of people that will help you and help get your prayer needs met, glory to God, that's what you need. Remember, I said one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000. Glory to God. So don't always sit and, well, you know what, I prayed that thing through. Yeah. But you don't know who else was praying for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Although that you might not even told them nothing was wrong, they're still praying for you each and every day. So they're still setting up the timber for you. Glory to God. They're still standing in the gap for you. Glory to God. Whether they know that you're going through something or whether they don't, they still setting up timber for you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. So always remember, glory to God. Hallelujah. Although, hallelujah, understand. Remember to listen to, you got to listen to somebody. You got to listen. If you read your word daily, you pray daily, don't you know, hallelujah, God's going to show you, amen, this, and he's going to show you that. He'll show you different things that's not right and things that's wrong, and he'll show you that's right, and that's where you want to be. Understand you got to get a particular time to pray and to seek the Lord thy God and read his word. You have to just absolutely cut the phone off, because when you get in prayer and when you get ready to read the word, I ain't going to tell you no story. There come the contrary wind. They're going to start to blow. Oh, this person did this, and oh, this one did this. Just cut it off and understand it ain't nothing you can do about it right then. But while you're in prayer, hallelujah, he will give you that person's name or tell you, you know, pray for this one, pray for that one, because they're going through. And then after you get off, you cut the phone back on and you call them, you know, and you've already done prayed up. You prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up. So you're good, and you're good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. I don't want you to forget, hallelujah, to tune in next for Minister Elaine that's coming on. She's going to be the voice of truth worldwide ministries to be on next. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between here. Amen. And then you can hear what the Lord is laying on her heart. And I gave you the number. I want you to make sure you call in. Glory to God. That number again is 1-347-945-5041. So make sure you go on and listen to what God is saying saying to Minister Elaine on today. I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Father God, forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, Lord God. I repent. I give you my heart, God. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me, Lord, the right spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed, born believer, born-again believer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and hit me up on Facebook. I have Prophetess Martha Williams page and Martha Williams page. You can go on and hit me up, inbox me, and let me know that it was you that gave the prayer of salvation. You know, he's real, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. If you don't hear nothing else, glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, remember, hallelujah, glory to God. He's in every wind, hallelujah, that's blowing. Hallelujah. So don't forget, listen. You got to learn how to listen to someone. Glory to God. You know, I'm going to give you this. This is just a little sidebar here, and then I'm going to go ahead. You know, sometimes you don't want to hear. You don't want to hear what, you know, the pastor, the apostle, the preacher got to say. Glory to God. I hear now saying, you know, all they want is your money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't pay enough for the word of God. Mm-mm. You can't pay them enough for the word of God. It's ministry with you in mind to help you to get where you need to be and what you need to be doing in this season, because Jesus is the return. He is. You don't think that, but just because he ain't came don't mean he ain't coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's giving us time to get our houses in order. Glory to God. So don't wait too late. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction, and we're going to get on out of here, get ready for Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday.